my McCormick tomorrow. I just in the middle of it. I didn't have a chance to finish. With learning the sugya of the Kol HaMoredes Al Baal, that's how the Mishnah begins. But it also ties into a very important topic, which is of great current interest, and that is when the halacha permits forcing a husband to give his wife a get. That's what this sugya is largely about. And if you've read the various contemporary media, you'll see the whole discussion of what's about this. And again, like most things, applies into a very important topic, which is of great current interest, and that is when the halacha permits forcing a husband to give his wife a get. That's what this sugya is largely about. And if you've read the various contemporary media, you'll see the whole discussion of what's about this. And again, like most things, it's much more heat than light. People don't have any idea what the real intricacies are. And I've always tried to tell my talmidim that whenever there's a big issue flowing out in the world, it's yelling and screaming, and then most people just kicking dirt. They don't know what they're talking about. Because personality, my Rav said this, your Rebbe said that, and he said this, and he's an apotheorist, and he's a Samasotam. I mean, it's just, I mean, you're smart enough to at least to get the basics of the sugya down. All right, every nuance, every intricacy, every last point, all right. But at least to know a little bit what's going on. I remember when I was learning Arab in the summer, I told him there was such a big fight in a particular community about the Arab. No one knew what they were fighting about. They know what they're fighting about. Rav Moshe said this, and he said this, and it's not, what is the issue? What's the issue? What is the issue? They didn't know what the beginning of the issue was. At least learn a little bit what the facts are. You should have an idea what the people are fighting about. So, again, very important for us to discuss this. And Mitzvah, if we have time, I don't know if we'll discuss other cases of what we call Yotzei Shelo B'Ktubah, which is, of course, another related sugya, which is in the, that's right, among other things, that's in the seventh parak, but for the moment, we have our hands full with this Gemara. Now, originally I wrote down in the Imam HaTov with the Gemara with all the Toshis, but I really had a mind the first few Toshis you see are Chazara, because the first two Toshis we saw already, we'll just go over them again today briefly, and then we'll just concentrate on two more new Toshis which you haven't learned yet. And the sugya. Then we'll do the Rush. It's a lot of Rush. Mordechai, the Ran, the Rambam, the famous Rambam in the sugya. Then we'll do the Siddur Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Moredes al Baila. Pochs in law miksubasa shiva din in the Shabbat. Abuna my shiva trap ikin. There's a woman who's a Moredes, who's a rebellious woman, so you begin to chip away at a ksuba, certain amount per week. Not only because I take chip away the tzuba, but go beyond the tzuba, and actually takes away her money. That's in the one end. Can I more it al ishka the other way around? It works both ways. Most deep in al tzuba, so shlosha didon b'shabbat. Av yudomer shlosha trapikim. Again, the same dispute. How much is added to the of the man who was rebellious, rebelled against his wife. Fine? Yeah. Keep adding indefinitely. Oh, that's the question. Keep adding and adding and adding and adding. So they have some shana, and then when he died at age 100, so she'll have a big silver. Well, if she dies first, then she'll get nothing. How long do you go like this? That's correct. Once his tzuba goes whittled down to zero, then they can't live with each other because of the yitzur of the love tzuba. Meanwhile, she's rebelling against him anyway, so what's the difference? 7 and 3. Tyson talks about it over here. Tolson Azayin Dinrim. Yushamim Meforesh Kneged Sheva Malacha Shisha also the Baila. Oh, that assumes that Meredith is the Agamotah. What does it mean, Meredith? The first more here. So 7 malachas that a woman can do for her husband. Where are those 7 malachas found? A Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Which Mishnah is it? Off on the Mishnah somewhere, the parrot? You don't have the Mishnah. Right? Where is it? Samach Anuntez on the days. Vela Malachal Shisha Asal Nubalas Kadra. Tochenes, Va'ofa, Mechabeses, Va'asheles, Menikes Vina, Mechtas, Lo Amita, Va'olso B'tzemeh. Those are the seven. He pointed out that these seven we divide into different categories. Also, seven is a money maker, right? The any groups don't give anything away. The any donors, any also, right? That's directly related to the seven. Then there are what we might call household malachim: tochenes, v'ofa, umbechabeses, umbevashelet, menikas benot. That's a unique case. So that's related to the child. Those are the household chores and the particular child chores. That's in a separate category. And Matas Lo Amita, which we'll see, is a separate category because of the personal relationship which it implies. Anyway, this is the seven malachas, so that's why there's seven coins added per week, subtracted per week from the tzibur. That's where number seven comes from. Where does number three come from? Kamei Amore, the Moskifim, Shlosha Dinarim, the Farish, and the Yerushalmi, Keneged She'era, Kisusa, Ve'onasa. So with Mored Mimai, with Mored Mimai, Moredes Mimai, the Machlos of Tasha Mita, or what? Or Malacha. I guess Mored would get the impression from the Yerushalmi, it's a complete Merida. He's Mored, she's Mored for all seven Malachas. And he's married from the Sherek Tzvion, but Shat Shalono ain't Tzavikay. So boy, be Gemara, Mabi married the Redis in the first time of Aquina. Well, because of different reasons at the very end of the sugya, why the difference between three, the number three and the number seven. Yeah, well, question. Yeah, but Malacha might also be married. Yes, though. Make her, oh well, not really. You can't make her owe you money, really. What can really happen is that if she will get an inheritance from a rich uncle, what will happen then? He will be able to take that money away from her. Beyond the Ksuba, correct. It's negative numbers, but it's not in the sense that she's going to have an outside debt hanging over her head. Rather, because if she doesn't get a Yerusha, you wouldn't still go with the negative numbers. But if there happens to be a Yerusha, then the negative numbers exist. If you look at the left-hand margin, it says, Porozol Shema Pipro, not Shema, in other words, you keep having the negative numbers, but the negatives are meaningless because she has no money, until she gets a Yerusha. That's his opinion. Good question. Let's see the Gemara. Again, Moredes Mimai Rabbuna Mami Tashra Mita Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Mami Malacha. Nine. Bechein HaMored Al Ishto. Fishto Malamando Mami Tashra Mish Lekayi. And it's the same way as she can refuse to live with him. He can refuse to live with her. Elamandi Yomami Malacha. Me Meshubad law. Is he Meshubad to do her malachas? You don't find it interesting, you should do malachas for her. The husband should wash the dishes. What? Who ever heard of this thing? Yeah, in just remind you of what we spoke about before Yom Kippur. In Avari yesterday. In the Omer Aini Zon, the Aini Mefarnes. So in effect he's saying, I'm not gonna give you what my contribution to the household. Her contribution to the household is his work. His is money. So by doing that, he's a moed in effect in Malacha. Hey, v'amar Rav Rav, v'amar Rav Nizam and Mepharnes, Yotzi v'yitzik Tzuba. So you can give, so Rashi asks, what's the kasha? V'amar Nizam, very important Rashi. The Hainu Tachas Malacha. I say, Nizam, that's considered the equivalent of her saying, I'm not going to do Malacha. Important Rashi. Come to Rav Yotzi Masnitzin the most deep in Tanan the Eino Motzi the Alter. Doesn't say it's a divorce immediately. It's
interesting way you write. Rashi. Shema Yachzibo. Because Mach under the Mlochimbo, Mach Zirin, Allah Shiachzibo, both deep and Aksubo. Yeah. You have to divorce her immediately. But while I'm negotiating with you to try to get you to change your mind, and you're saying you don't mean him a fire, in the interim, you know, there's a key of the Ksuba increases. Like the IRS. No? Say April 15th, last Thursday, Yom HaDin, April 15th, you have to fill your tax. Alamad, even if it's more than an extension. You write a big page. An extension doesn't mean an extension in paying taxes. Oh no. If you don't pay and it turns out you left the old money, yet they charge you an interest and charge you a penalty, and it's an extension. An extension just to figure out how much you owe exactly. If you're taking your own money, you have to give a check up front. And then you'll figure out later on how much that estimate, which way it works. That's what I did. I'll tell everyone, I'm not embarrassed to say so. This is the era of Pesach, it's not Shaykh. To do these things in Pesach, I didn't have to comfort on Pesach. So we filed a phone call an extension. And we had to give the money. We wrote a letter, a check to Uncle Sam, and a check to Mario and Dave. And we'll figure out if we have a chance to what exactly they owe us. We owe them. I don't know. Assume we based on the cargo, we owe them money. So all right, that's kind of an extension. Here too, they give an extension to the guy to try to convince him that he should retract his stance of aims and finance. While they're negotiating, the clock is ticking, and every week they have three whatever coin it is to the ksuba. Okay, very nice. That's the beginning of the sugya. Neisve achas li arusa nesua vafilu nida vafilu chola vafilu shomeres yama. Rashi achas li kulan shavas v'taras merit vafilu shi nida chola v'imaret. She refused to be with her husband even though she's a nida, she's a chola, she loses in the ksuba. Says the Gemara in the parenthesis. Fish lam l'man davam dem malach l'shapir. Fine. Elamanda mi tashmish, neither about tashmishi. What are you talking about? That's called, why should she lose from the ksuba by refusing to live with him? If she's neither, she can't live with him anyway. So these are neither. Amalach, no, you're wrong. Ain't a dome mi shesh lo pas pasalo, mi she ain't lo. In other words, during this 2 weeks when she's neither, if she doesn't rebel against him yet, she says, I'm going to the mikvah in 2 weeks. Even though for those 2 weeks he can't live with his wife because he needs to need the car. I thought PK and he has in the back of his mind, all right, in 2 weeks you'll go to the mikvah, so I'm used to this. My mind is able to absorb this and we'll wait, I'll be patient, etc., etc. So if she's going to make an announcement one fine day, after she has a damnida. I declare my rebellion against you. I'm never going to the mikvah again. And you are no good, and you're so terrible. He's already feeling the angst and the pressure and the discomfiture. Now she would be up to touch anyway. It's different, because had she not made the statement, so he's assuming it comes to reach him now, so that she'll go to the next one and solve the problem. But now that he knows she's not going to go for 10 days from now, already these 10 days are more difficult. So right away he starts calculating and adding, subtracting from her ksuba. It's ain't lo pas pasalo. It's a very important concept. Yeah. So ultimately, when it comes to her collecting the ksuba in Bezdin, he'll cleanse. She's a Moreda. As of when, pray tell, but that she made the statement at a certain time. Otherwise, she can't make the statement. She's a Moreda. What did he say? She'll say, I'm not a Moreda. Let's go to bed now to fight about it. In another fight. I mean, enough fights obviously on already. Maybe this will get. So one of the points of Moreda is to get the thing to a bed. So she's rebelling and she can get away with it with impunity, so it's an incentive to rebel. But if she knows that a rebellion is associated with a reduction in the amount of a tzibah, then hey, let's go to marriage counseling, let's go to bedroom, let's get divorced, whatever the case may be. Let's just not have this case of limbo, which is not healthy for anybody. That's the point of the Chometz Chazan. Yeah. If he wants to and she doesn't, well, not one of that credit. In other words, if she says I'm sick, she really is, she doesn't feel well. Right? She's tired, she's this, she's whatever, she has a headache, stomach ache, whatever it might be. So that's chola. That's not a meredith. But if she's in perfectly good health, and again, it would be a point of abuse. You see, the Mishnah talks about it in this parak later, in parak FLP, about the chiyav of ona. Well, the chiyav of ona, it's interesting, is viewed primarily as a chiyav from husband to wife. That's how the Torah has it. She'eira k'susav onata lo yigra. And it says over here, I mean, once we're on the question, the Mishnah says over here, and samach alas of the day. Alright? It says, how long a trip a person's allowed to take. Was out of town, did not fulfill the mitzvah of Ona. So it says you can go for a month, you can go for a week, you can go for the Mishnah of Ona Murab the Torah. Amazing Mishnah. Hatayolim Bukhalyom. Who are Tayolim? Those who lead the life of Riley. Uncle life of they do nothing. They have no obligation. They have nothing. Nothing to do with their life. They have nothing. I wish they were home. They have nothing to do. They have nothing to do. So then, there's an obligation of beer every night. Because, I mean, you know, nothing else is on. There's nothing else to do. So why don't you fulfill this marital obligation? It's not an ideal state of existence, I love it. Hapalim, Shtayim B'Shabbat. Paul is using people as their workers. Baruch Hashem, they keep out of trouble. They go to work, so they're a little bit tired. They can't be every night. They're too tired, and there's other things to worry about. But twice a week. Achamorim, those who drive donkeys. After, how many phone today? Ahas B'Shabbat is once a week. So if they go, you know, they spend part of the time surrounding towns, Rashi says, bringing grain to the market, etc. Hagamolim, those who are ride camels and they're out of town, Ahas B'Shloshim Yom, because there's a push that they go out into the desert and they don't come back more than once a month. Hasaponim, the sailors, Ahas B'Shishe Chadoshim. Why? That's what Rashi says, Parash and Yama Gadol, the Katzer, they go on the 6 months tour of duty in the Navy or in the Merchant Marine, but they're sitting at home. So that's a legitimate reason not to be fulfilled the mitzvah of Ona any more frequently than that. So they sit over here in the Gemara, Tamav Beis Amud Aleph. Tamav Beis Amud Aleph. Sit over here. What are they? What are these guys? Come Mefanki de Marova. What are these? Who are these guys? Fine. Mefunakim, right? They never called the American Mefunak when they went into the... Look at the guests turn the table. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Mu'nogim v'machal v'mishta, v'kachem v'riyim v'balei torach v'kash mishta. They're not doing too much. They're just taking it easy. And as a result, they have to achieve all the time. That's what it says. Then it says, Koalim, it depends if they're working in town, they're working out of town, Hamorin, all kinds of different things. I want to show you one thing over here. The Gemara says over here, Nassan of Beis, Amid Beis, that's the Amid which is right opposite our Amid. The Gemara says, again, the same expression. Yeah. Shisha Chadashim, the top of the page, the Shisha Chadashim, the wires of the nether, the previous mission about the nether, they're ready after a week or two, it's already a problem. We're going to the same parent. And the only mission is the pasta salo. The same pasta salo. Her husband went on a long trip in a boat. But she knows he's going to come back in 6 months, so she's able to get through those six difficult months. She's in anticipation, not going to return. She makes a nether, then it's already no good. Then it's over here. Omale Rabbal Rab Khanal Abaye Hamar Vinasa Damal Mai. If a man is a donkey driver, then he says a chiv owner, how often? Once a week. How much does a camel driver, which is only once a month, may do so. So they have an increase in salary. Sorry. Omale Rota Isha Bakava Tiflus Measara Kavin who preaches. She'd rather live with less money, but the husband should be around more. That's an interesting statement in the Gemara. And therefore, you have to get permission, the postman said, to take on a different job, which limits the chiyuv of owner. What about Talmid HaChachamim? So, most owner shall Talmid HaChachamim Eimad? Well, it says, the Erev Shabbos, halfway down within an hour line, on Tanon Beis and Medeis. The Erev Shabbos, there are much of the whole tshuva about this. The original witness to Epstein from the state of Mitzvah HaSholom, the puzzle of the Egypt Moshe. Where he writes, doesn't Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. He says it's once a week. But instead of having it once a week, anytime, any particular night, so therefore the Talmid HaChachamim, because of the need of owning Shabbos, so therefore the owner fulfilled from Leil Shabbos to Leil Shabbos. That's where Moshe explains. But this, of course, any time we talk about an additional, we call the Leil Tevila. Leil Tevila is the night that the woman goes to the mikveh, but of course the obligation of owner exists. So, yeah. Honor into it. I don't want to get involved in the relationship with every husband and every wife, but if she's willing to say yes, she knows she wants to promote to become a gallon. But she's miracle. Could she back out again later? Maybe she can. That's what we spoke before. That's maybe Makila and Majid. We can't just think of the group, perhaps. There's a whole discussion over here. The Pitkei Tshuva quote that although the obligation is found here in the Mishnah in the Gemara so once a week, the Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, but if it's the Tshuva writes in that Siman of Shulchan Aruch, the Siman I involve, I believe. The Tshuva writes that that was in the good old days. But today, we live in the Dor Poros. What do you write? We live in the Dor Poros in a hero. Just imagine 150 years ago. We live in a generation of promiscuity. You also talk 50 years ago. Only a spoon was said about today. Minds, I wouldn't believe it if you come back in the world. The Tshuva says, Chacham Leil Shabbos Leil Shabbos Siman Ayin Vav Siv Beis. This is the Tshuva says, quoting from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan, from the Yaris Vash. That's the Yonasan Nevi'im. He says that's fascinating. Gemara, the famous Tamar in Brachot, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was supposed to be appointed to be the Nasi, so he asked his wife. We don't have to shoot, that's all I was on. Your wife will tell you was a good idea or not. My wife has often given me advice and I ignore it at my peril. It's a great risk, but usually her advice is exactly on target. I'm not sure that it was to ignore it and I pay the price. But That's what I told Pasha Tradi. His wife was smart. What did his wife tell him? Smart thing. You're going to get deposed anyway. Right? He was right at the end. Anyway. But he says, how did I ask his wife? He didn't follow. No. All the Thomas Koff was Lil Shabbos to the Shabbos. But in Ovid Rav Nosson says that it's Onus Nosi, Vichodesh, Vichodesh, the Bible of the Medrash. We passed in Chamah with Asa Gamal, so we mother for Yishto. That's why I asked his wife, the permission to take this more difficult job, he shouldn't be in violation of his fee of Onus. How do you like that? What? No. She wasn't, no. He said, Mitzad Ona, obviously, to his wife. He said, it's not a good idea politically, because you're going to get deposed. I'll take a chance on it. Okay, took a chance. He got deposed. I mean, basically, more or less. He said, where's Joseph Nelson? Not there. He says, here's the Thomas Koffer, so there's one coming out. He's one of the parents of Shlomo. That Thomas Koffer was just even as man as that. And even as man as that, he's no way not to get scholars anymore. We still have the status of the Thomas Koffer. I'd rather. He might test us, okay, in the old there. He should start, I've understand him. Okay. But, even though we're not so smart, we still have to do the Thomas Koffer for once a week. Then he said, look at this last line. Ah, I'm not sure what the parents' form was. Ah, we should pre-test Hadar to the promiscuity of the generation. Bikinat Yerach Haverta. The whole, people talk about things they really shouldn't be talking about. Ani Murga Loma Lekola Sobavim Ola Elai. The time Onas Paulin Stein the Shabbos. End quote. The parents fall. This is the parents fall. But on Moshe, right? He writes the same thing. He thinks that the people should be the time of the owner of Paulin, which is Hamayim the Shabbos. Every marriage has its own rhythm, its own chemistry, its own system. But so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Pam the Shabbos, Hamayim the Shabbos. Then it's within that range, the man wants to be within his range and the wife refuses the child, and maybe she's told him already. So if this is the range he's obligated towards her, so that she turns around the pashtus, if he's obligated towards her, she should be obligated to the pashtus towards him with a similar measure, if he desires of the pashtus towards the child already. The post can say, by the way, these are minimum shears as far as the obligation of the man is concerned. If the woman is interested in a greater frequency, then he has an obligation. As long as, again, as long as he's healthy, and as long as it's a love on the mic. I mean, it's a serious childless. I mean, I always tell them, I mean, they can talk to you about anything they want. So I've had childless like this. When Thomas says to me, he doesn't know what to do, because he learns about the dinner in Shulchan Aruch, and he's married that his wife wants to be more often. He says, that's the case. That's the chiv. The chiv owner is just an approximation. Right? But if it's a particular woman, a particular period of her life, whatever it is, whatever the reason. And she's an Isha Yiresh Shemayim, not Chas V'Shalom, Isha Kutzeh, who's married Chas V'Shalom, Isha Kutzeh. So then, that's his obligation. That's the halacha. They say that's what they recommend. That's their chiyuv. It's hard to make chiyuv in a firm in a firm sense, but certainly if the wife is interested, it's certainly something which should be fulfilled in a proper way. Again, L'shem Shemayim. We always learn that the share of Tzitzit on Asa L'Yigra. The rivers in the Nakzama, the table of Bali on Nefesh, very important Nakzama. Don't get married to look inside. Where he writes there that the obligation should be undertaken by the man with the intent of Hashem Shemayim. Of course, there's a certain amount of physical pleasure involved as well. We know that. We don't think about it. But he has to have a primary intention of Hashem Shemayim. That he should see Marazishka. That should be his primary intention. And any Hanno, which the man achieves at the same time, gravy, okay, fine, there's nothing, we're not against it, we know that the halacha knows the human condition. But if he's interested primarily in his own hanoah, that's no good. And if it's big enough to mean it in terms of how this mitzvah is fulfilled, it's not appropriate to talk about it to buffer. But if you have any shahs when you're about to get married and you're married, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. But there's based on Gemara, I don't read the manuals. I'm talking based on Gemara. That there are different things they have to know in order to give a time the mitzvah kadasa is in Behidura. Yes. So Moshe has a shiva about that. Someone asked from Moshe, I'm afraid to look at all the books or whatever, I don't know what's printed about these things, to know how to fulfill the mitzvah better than that. My wife should have more hano. So I think Moshe has a shiva that says, once called my Yitzhak Baka, I don't want to talk to you about it. Mamish, right before you get married, so then is what to say. So Rav Neuvert, I think, wrote in Shmir Baal Mokhav Shmir Shabbat Moshe, he talks about the chazit, Mamish the day of his wedding. He didn't know about all the other crazies going on in America the day of the wedding. So that's the perfect time. They have the chazit, he calls the chazit the day, not the night before, the day before, the day he gets married. He speaks to him and you know, this. And puts things in a buffer's mind long before he's married. The Gurum Royim and Daryl of Atal, the crazy, it's not a problem to talk about these things. But when it's right before the Pasana, I guess Rav Neuber has the luxury to Shemaim Rakhem is going to be able to talk to the common mamish the day of the wedding. Maybe in America you don't have that luxury. Let's make it a little bit earlier. All right, whatever, but close to the Pasana as possible. You can talk about these things. Okay, so I'm not going to talk more than I said now. I have time. But there is Torah, yes. There's a Torah, there's a Morris, there's a Torah, there's a Shonim, there's what they're saying. Torah encompasses everything along the way. Everything. I mean, there's a famous Gemara about this, about the Talmud who hid under the bed. No? I mean, there's a, Torah is a little bit of Torah. You know what they have to know? He said to the Rebbe, all kinds of idiots should have waited till, the Rebbe is talking like a sailor, something more like that. He's talking in a way that's not appropriate at all. So the guy's idiot, get out of here, hurry on in Torah. So the basic response was, the Talmud is inappropriate to say under certain conditions, and it's appropriate to say under different conditions. So there's a response in a nice way. So, today's world we don't have this kind of Torah on in Torah, it's not text. Carry that far, we hope. But at the same time, that the Torah speaks to these issues is definite. No question about it. What I have to say about it? The Gemara and the Chumash, the Rishonim, they say so about everything. There's nothing that's beyond the purview of the Torah. Nothing. And it's all the Kedusha of the Torah. All the Kedusha of the Torah. This is at Shir HaShirim. So the receiver says in his introduction to Shir HaShirim, the Val de Gavar. After the Torah, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. It describes the relationship of Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Bnei Yisrael like a man and a woman. Man and woman's pornography is X-rated. I say it describes Kodesh Baruch Hu with Bnei Yisrael in this term. It's a mashal. The mashal is that a king went to a deserted island and built a beautiful palace. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was so stunning. He spent his time in his palace and it was terrific. So then Nebuchadnezzar, the state, called him back to his capital city. He wasn't able to destroy the palace. It was so bad. He spent so much money and effort building a beautiful palace. Now it's all forgotten. He was desolate. He felt so downtrodden, so depressed. So one of his advisors said, you know what you do? Have a commission an artist, the best artist in the land, to draw you a picture in color and best possible version of this beautiful palace. So whenever you'll see the palace, you'll see the picture, you won't be in front of the palace. You get a very tangible reminder that you have this beautiful palace on that island, and you'll have a getaway once a year, you'll go there to get away for a while, and even when you're not there, you'll be able to think about it. Beautiful, pack of work. And someone comes along, he writes graffiti all over the painting. Terrible, raised, name or all kind of other things, graffiti to be on the subway, on the billboard, all over the place, there's graffiti dirty words, whatever terrible things that puts graffiti all over the picture. Now the king looks at the picture, comes the next day to the palace, and he says, "This graffiti nut snuck into the palace and ruined the picture." Now the picture, this is giving him an idea of what the beautiful palace looks like. It's just a terrible misrepresentation. Terrible. Look, it's vulgar. Perverse. Terrible. You can't look at it anymore. Ooh. The original palace, the palace of the island, that's untouched. That's untouched. It's beautiful. Because the picture of it was vulgarized and graffitiized and desecrated. How could this even strike? The relationship between man and woman? Oh, that's this palace, this beautiful relationship remains pure and untarnished. And really the height of a close relationship and a perfectly valid metaphor and example of the relationship that Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Beautiful. What happened? The human race came along and they desecrated the creation by desecrating the example of the husband and wife, man and woman, because of their promiscuity, because of their vulgarity, because of their lack of sensitivity and lack of modesty. They've taken the picture, which is man that we see, and they've made it into a vulgar thing which we see as, ugh, the worst possible comparison between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Yeah, that's the vulgarized edition of the picture. But no, I'm talking about the pristine pure, the picture that exists in the actual palace on the desert island. That's still beautiful. And the picture which we made was also just as beautiful. And now, unfortunately, mankind has vulgarized the picture. But Shlomo Zalman is referring to the original picture, which is not vulgarized, not no graffiti on it. It's a perfectly good example of the original palace. It's a man, woman in its perfect form. It's a good example for a Kaddish Baruch and the Jewish people. Unfortunately, human beings have just taken it and it's put to the gutter. Unfortunately, we know what goes on. Terror, terror. But ultimately, it's a perfect example. I shouldn't see if there's an example of Shira Shira. Look inside, you'll see. Ultimate palace of a Kaddish Baruch and the Jewish people. The picture of the palace is a man and a woman in the ultimate kind of relationship. But what we view as man and woman is the vulgarized. Of course, humans have come and they've graffitied the man and woman relationship. Now, we can't even imagine that it in any way resembles the original palace. But originally, before the graffiti, it did resemble it. That's more or less, if I'm not mistaken, what the previous writer of the introduction
was. Okay,
we should. So Shlomo Melech wrote it in the... That's a problem. So it's hard for us to understand, to read an X-rated Shira Shira, which is that's not as what it is, X-rated, and to be able to sublimate it, to recognize that it represents Hashem and the Jewish people, because we're so... Our minds are never distorted and polluted by the what the world has done to this man-woman relationship. And that's not it. Why you're not supposed to translate Shira Shira in the direct anymore. You're supposed to just use it as a general metaphor. But every detail was appropriately included by Shlomo HaMelech because deep down, I mean, ultimately before the crudeness of humankind has made for the vulgarity and the desecration of this wonderful kind of relationship, and everything was really holy. Every last detail was holy. Look inside, I think that's what he says in the community. Let's go back now to our mission. It took a little bit of a detour, an important detour. Back to our Gemara. Ika di Amri. Fish on the man di Amri Tashmish. Haini di Kotanui. Kola. What does that mean? You understand that it's why a cola, because let's see the Rashi. Fish of Adam and Mitash and Shapit. And Adam is Shemalacha Cola Bat Malacha Eat Rashi. Fish of Adam and Mitash and Shapit. She may should need it a lot by Tashmi. Ain't Adam and Mitash to pass the Tala of a cool leg to come on. In other words, the Shemalacha, then what? The Chola, Bas Malacha, she can't do any Malacha. Ella Mitashmish, Kula Malach Ligi, Sahabi Mores, that everyone agrees. She Ligi Bim Malacha, Marathon Bim Malacha, Lo Havi Mores. That's the Shaira. The Tashmish is certainly considered a Moreda. Okay? And the Hakma says Rashi, the Moreda is Mitashmish. Everyone agrees that that's considered to be a status of Moreda. She refused to live with him. The Shaira the other way around, that she refuses only to do with Malacha for him, is that also considered a Moreda or not? That's the Machlokata Amoroyim here in the Sugi. But how he passes with the child. The man says, the woman says, I won't do any malacha for you. What's the thing? That's a special stuff for the Shem as we go along. That's what I thought, yeah. Now, Tosfos to review, which we discussed a little month ago, Tosfos Rav Huna says that the discussion about whether she was considered a Moredes in Malacha. Tosfos gets Rav Huna's the Tamei, who says what? She can say any Nidonis. The Eini also. That's why she's not considered a Moredes in Malacha. Only Mitashmish. Tosfos goes to the whole Sugya. What Malacha are you Moredes on? What can you say in Nidonis Eini also on? Only the general domestic chores. The money-making chores. Or even what we call the romantic chores. There's three different levels, so it's talked about all three. So we discussed this a month ago. You have a question? Yes, Elio. Yeah. Yeah. But she could say, and he's honest, Elio. I'm allowed to not do malacha for you. That's right. Ain't in his honest, Elio. Something wrong? What kind of malacha does that include? Does it include the household chores or just a money-making job? That's the question. Yes? That's what we discussed about. No. Why should it be allowed? Again. Yeah. It's like a we'll see. The biggest question in the Sugya is going to be with the successful starter today is can you force a man to be a garish's wife? Or in effect, the Zman HaZek and you were forced to wife to accept the guest. If it's not a Gemara, there's no problem. Because before Ben Gershom, a man was permitted to divorce his wife against her will. So Ben Gershom only changed that. We'll get to that. That's the Rishon discussed with Ben Gershom Sakana. He went out with Sugi. Okay. Now, so she does the Malach. Wow. They shloma came and they ain't a rosa lachis alai the kviya kashiva moredes who pokes it. They ain't adam darim nachash be kvifa achas. The question will be more later on. You can't be expected to live in a close quarters with a snake. She has an obligation to do so. Whenever you have an obligation, you owe me money. So I can be.
I can with you to get my money.
Yes, I guess you can.
I borrowed $20
from
you and I
did
not pay you back.
You're like,
we got a witness, so
we'll
get from
your basis.
that's really.
Perhaps. Let's take care of it that way. Okay. Now the new Tosfos, which we haven't seen yet. Okay, the middle Tosfos is about the man has to go work for his wife and his sister. So the higher provided the work, and the yog and the tam and the efla. Let us. So my rab, all the enemies of him, and the father, Joseph, and Suba. Says Tosfos, Shmuel, the polygale, the rab, and so far, Marda, by and Zion, we'll see the Gemara, make a shem. The Kamar, Ad Shekofen Osolahosi, Yichafu Lazun. Why do you force him to divorce his wife? Because I'm not going to support her. Just force him to support her. Why should you force him to divorce her? Lamatz in the Mifrat. No cash. So the day of Shishapi. Why? The Yafa Pishakofen also Al Korcho Lizono. Even though he forced him to support her, nevertheless, Mikomako. Cave and they ain't a road to the zone Ella de Kfir. They know them door of Nokosh Bikfi for Achak. Someone wants to support, again, based on a whip. That's, again, grounds for divorce. You can't live like that. Aval Arab should call for also the guy from the yard. Mashiach goes to heaven, just divorce her, and if he divorces, it's the end. Well, he has to go through the process of warning him. Bim Tomar, here's your cash from before. Lemada, mitash mishnami, nami, tikshi. Talkarma, mori, mitash mishnami, call for mahosi. Otu laholam, yosifu, al-tubasa. This is agen, call your mel. Your cash from before. We'll keep adding and adding and adding and adding and adding. It should be an agula for 220 years. How can it be? It's not true. You can't just add and add and add.